Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Now that I'm out here, it feels like everything's a little too far back on the stage, so I'm going to scoot my chair and this table up and then encourage my guests to scoot their chairs up when they get out here. That way you guys don't have to watch me scoot everything. Plus, people are just arriving at 7 p.m. It's kind of an early show on a Friday. You had to fight the traffic. There's like a baseball game going on, right? Right? How nice is that? If those guys, if my guests want to stay seated way back there, I'll allow it. But that would be kind of weird. All right, let me get this thing going. And like I always say, if I just came to the sound check, then the people who bought tickets to the show and then the people who listened to it later wouldn't have to deal with this. Hey, everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies. That just sounded like there's some sort of emergency and people need to start running. Coming to you once again from Minneapolis, Minnesota, this time at the Women's Club of Minneapolis. Yeah, let's hear it for the ladies. It's Friday, August 15th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead, Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, A Dog Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish, Three Ami, Ghost World's End of Watch, Men Don't Leaving Las Vegas, Food Law Jingle, All the Wayne's World's Fastest, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Let me see your name tags, Minneapolis. I know you got a lot of good ones. You always bring them back at the shows we used to do at the Acme and here at the Women's Club. It's no difference. Two people with paper plates. One says Jess and one says Brack. Okay. What's that thing in the front row? You're holding up a movie?
So
CB4, but you changed it to JD4.
Yeah.
Nice work. Stephen King Firestarter, I see that. Is your name Stephen, ma'am?
It's Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. No. It's the character in the movie. What's this little doll over here supposed to be? It says Nick on it, but who is he supposed to be? It's a Bill Murray Ghostbusters doll. Now it says Nick on his thing. Well, thank you guys for bringing all that stuff, and you all have a chance. Oh, there's a really big one back there that I missed, but everybody's going to have a chance of getting selected because you never know what my guests are going to do. Boise, Idaho, I'm doing stand-up at Liquid Laughs this Sunday, August 17th at 4:20 at Tempe, Arizona. I'll see you this Wednesday, August 20th at the Improv. Yeah, it's going to be stand-up, but bring your name tags. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Die Hard Skier tweeted, Guardians of the Galaxy has a lame duck ending. This has been Tweet Relief, spoiler edition. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. There's some fun stuff in here. We've got a, of course, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and we've also got a copy of Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, and somebody sent me this, a book called Cannabis Sativa, The Essential Guide to the World's Finest Marijuana Strains, and you just go through it. I'll just pick one as an example. Ooh, they're even alphabetized. Let's go with Killer Skunk. It's sativa dominant. That's the kind of stuff you could learn. What else is in here? There, you know, there's the Doug Loves Movie shirt. Available at DougLovesShirts.com. And, oh yeah, the other gentlemen that are coming on the stage, they have some special gifts for the bag. Please give a big, warm Minneapolis welcome to Sean Jordan, Graham Elwood, and Matt Bronger!
What's up? Take control,
hello,
Minneapolis. Take control of your Twin Cities.
Hot stuff.
Sup.
Let's start with the quietest of the three. Also because he brought, I love what he brought for the prize bag. Sean Jordan is here, everybody. Sean Jordan. Portland comedy phenom by way of Sioux Falls.
Damn right, Midwest.
Yeah, you also have some family in this area, in the Minneapolis area.
I don't, you said that last night, I don't.
I thought you said your mom was near here.
No, she is, she's in Sioux Falls. I flew in here because I love this city and I just wanted to be here for a couple days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, say hi to your family.
Yeah. Can she hear me in Sioux Falls? Hey, mom, how the fuck are you? That's how I talk to my mom. What's up?
Wow, that seems aggressive.
Maybe while you're here, you could start a family.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
be a great way to go. So that's what brings you to Minneapolis, just coming to hang out for a few days, and it was great timing, because I'm here doing the show, and you're a great guest.
Yeah, well, I always check who's at the club, too, and I saw that Matt was at the club, so I just figured, like, come here instead. I mean, it's the same price. None of this is funny, by the way. It's the same price to fly into Sioux Falls, so I came here instead.
You know what? Let them go ahead and judge what's funny and not funny. You don't really have to...
Yeah, don't cut yourself off
draw
the path,
an extra
Sean.
Line under it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do
with red
that.
Ink. Matt Bronger's here, you guys.
Hey, everybody.
Which Sean did bring, I should mention, a bucket, like a red little red bucket that's just jammed full of M&Ms and Sour Patch Kids, and I think there's some microwave popcorn in there, and yeah, so that's a bucket of. It's good that that bucket's gonna come in handy if you eat everything that's in it. So Matt is headlining. We're lucky enough tonight to borrow him from the Acme Comedy Club because he's headlining there all weekend. And has anybody been out to see him this weekend? Yeah.
Thank you.
And he's going to run off as soon as we're done here. We're on a very tight time schedule with him. We've got him for another 2 minutes, so let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Make it hot. Make it good.
Yeah, we got you for a little while. And then you got two shows tonight. So if you guys haven't seen Matt yet, you could either race over there with him after this
show. Don't
try
to make the first show, because you missed the feature. Rojo Perez was awesome, but the second one, yeah.
All right, so come to the 10:30 show tonight. Yeah, I might be hanging around.
And you got two shows tomorrow, right?
I do.
Yeah.
This isn't awkward at all. I do.
I forgot it was Friday.
Maybe I'll bring my mom. We can have fun.
Bring your mom who lives here.
Yeah. I'll just grab my family, I'll round them up, and we'll all go to the comedy club and have a fucking riot.
Your extended family that has lived here all their lives.
Slap some knees and bust some guts. It'll be jolly time.
Good time.
And Graham Elwood is here, you guys.
I think this is my first time ever doing a Doug Loves Movies in this fine city, Minneapolis, so it's wonderful to be here. All the people in the sniper balcony, it's nice to be here.
The Eagle's Nest?
I don't see that.
Yeah, those fixtures on the wall.
It's under the interrogation lights up there.
Yeah, I don't know what those fixtures are crazy.
Yeah.
Come on, women's club. Get it together.
It's like a bunch of bowls or something.
We brought an all-male panel to the women's club. The least you can do. The least you can do.
I was in line with it. I was just asking this kid in line. I go, hey, man, you ever come here? And he's like, no, my grandma used to just come hang out here all the time. So
that's pretty sweet.
Just kick it. Like, this time, just picturing a bunch of grandmas.
So funny how you got in line like you thought you had to get your ticket and then come in. So, Graham, what are you up to lately? I know you haven't been on Doug Loves Movies in general in a while because you've been crazy busy.
Yes, working on Earbuds, the podcasting documentary. Thank you to anyone who donated that, which has been really cool. We're in post-production on that. That's looking good. We're planning the third annual Los Angeles Podcast Festival. Oh, shit, bitches.
Woo!
And then I got some headline dates coming up. Hong Kong, Shanghai, Beijing.
Hong Kong, book your tickets.
Sure.
Yeah, so... That might be for the people listening.
You're so casual. Shanghai, I mean, Monte Carlo, whatever.
Ibiza, I'm just International Space Station. I'm going to open it up for the Banes, so it's going to be sweet.
Iceland.
Yeah, dark side of the moon.
You've also been really busy making this t-shirt.
Oh, shit, just that one.
Yeah, you had to come up with all these tour dates on the back. For the Whistling Banes.
Whistling Banes shirts? I'll be in the lobby after the show with that. So
yeah, get a Whistling Banes shirt in the lobby tonight, or if you win tonight, it is also in the prize bag. And what do you have for the prize bag, Matt?
Oh, let me get it.
Oh, okay.
A guy named Barry Blankenship made this for my tour, if you like Game of Thrones.
It's very, very cool.
The Bronger is Coming tour.
Bronger is Coming. Yeah, it's very...
Because I know nothing like Jon Snow.
I thought it was supposed to be Liam Neeson in The Gray.
Huh. Either one.
But I'm a movie guy, you know? I'm not an HBO guy. That's TV. I mean, it's HBO.
It's like a box office at your home. Come on, dude. It's the best. It's like a home box office.
Why this afternoon would I have bought a ticket in my own home to see Night at the Roxbury? Why would I do that? That's not a good name. Home box office is called HBS.
And what would that stand for?
Home box of shit. Because that's what you're getting. I'm taking down the Giants today. Fuck you, HBO. No, they got some good stuff on there. So...
If there's any representatives listening, we love.
Just so you know, if you're listening,
we love what you do.
Dream love on. To work with you.
Yeah, that was like the first show I ever saw naked girls in was Dream On. You guys remember that show?
Yeah, Dream On.
Yeah.
There was like tits every week.
Yeah.
You could count on the tits. Laughter, not so much, but you could count on.
I didn't care.
Some.
It wasn't.
Pre-internet whack-off material.
I wonder if there's a lot of shows here at the Women's Club that say the word tits a lot.
Probably. Because all the tits congregate here, so.
That's what we're here, ladies, to celebrate your titties.
Yeah,
come on now.
Body parts.
That's right.
Objectification.
Do women have tits, as you guys call them? I'm too busy staring at their eyes most of the time, so I don't.
Sean, this again.
What a pussy.
Misdirection.
I've never been married, so I don't make it that far down with my wandering gaze, but if I ever am lucky enough to lay with a woman.
Look down. It's amazing, Sean. It's amazing.
All right, I'm looking at someone's boobs
after the
show.
Yeah, there's two of them.
On all of them.
Yeah, they're right there next to each other. It's not like one's here and then one's on the side. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, look around. Check it all out, Sean. Maybe you love feet and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
I might. I'm fucking weird. I know
that
I'm weird.
Two of those two.
Yeah, I don't know what I like. It's my world, man.
Is this? Are we doing a support group therapy thing? Is this a... Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys.
All right. 12-step joke.
Nobody said anything about the giant glass of Jameson at my feet, so we're obviously not doing a support group.
Well, now you pointed it out.
The right support group.
But you know.
I was just looking into your eyes, Sean. I didn't notice.
They're pretty killer.
Iced urine.
None of us look down now.
Look down. See what's out. See what time it is. Look down. It's hanging out.
I don't know what's happening. So... Have you gentlemen been to the cinema lately? We'll start with you, Sean. Have you seen anything?
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So awesome.
Wasn't it so good? I read the critic in Portland, they were on TV and they were saying that dude's just being a dick. He's like, oh, I don't need Vin Diesel as Groot. And like Bradley Cooper's like, what's Bradley Cooper even doing? And they're just like, oh, fuck yourself, man. It was super fun. And I love the movie. So there. I got to say what I wanted to say about it.
Oh, yeah. Bradley Cooper's going to be really painful for him to sign, cash that check. and the ones that keep coming because he just has to show up and sit in a booth every 2 years for like a day and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, someone was saying to me that like it doesn't sound like Bradley Cooper, so why is it Bradley Cooper?
So stupid.
And I was just like, it's called acting. And then he was like, give me other examples of someone that didn't sound like themselves when they were doing a voice in a movie. And then I listed off every character that Mel Blanc played.
Right.
Because they all sounded different.
I'm just tired of this prejudice against handsome men. You know, fuck that, man. He's a talented actor. You know, just because he's dazzlingly good looking.
Again, I've just stared.
Feel bad for him. I feel really bad.
Yeah.
I just look at his tits.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, the opportunity to play a character that keeps going to guys like Paul Giamatti, and handsome dudes deserve to play character roles as well.
We really do. We really do.
Did we misunderstand what I said? Like, I was saying I was mad at the guy for saying that Bradley Cooper shouldn't have been in it. That's why I think Bradley Cooper should be in it. I was excited about
Sean
it.
Sean Jordan.
We're talking about
him. I didn't think, we didn't have, we were,
Sean.
It was, everything was fine.
I feel like everyone's mad at me for some
Look at
reason.
Some tits, Sean.
I apologize for having blood
Sean
eyes.
Jordan hates Bradley Cooper and boobs, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. What's his problem?
That's why he drinks his own urine.
Shut up, Elwood.
That's...
Put a fucking cork in it, dude.
And
no,
he hates
I was kidding. I was kidding.
See anything else, Sean?
I watched Reality Bites the other night.
Just on, where was it playing?
I don't want to say it out
With
loud.
With commercials?
It's streaming on HBO right now.
Oh, you watched it on a device?
Watched it on my shitbox.
And how does that movie hold up?
I love it. I think it's great.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like everything. So, yeah, I love it. I love Singles. I think they're both rad movies.
It's nothing better than following up an opinion with I like everything. Because then we can just go, why are we even speaking to you?
But you just said I like Singles. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, I love it. Okay. Yeah, Singles is a good movie.
I see those two movies as being kind of similar.
Yeah, they're being kind of similar. They're the same movie, aren't they? I mean, basically.
Same era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garage door.
I'm glad we got that shit figured out. I'm glad we...
I was going to delve deeper into the similarities, but I also don't think it's proper to use the word miscarriage on this stage. So
not here. Not here.
No, don't.
Are those under
do
titties as they are?
It's not cool.
All right. Yeah, don't.
Matt, what if, besides you loved Guardians, of course.
Yeah, it was great.
Are you going to buy that soundtrack, that awesome
I get
songs
it free because I am Groot. Oh. They based it on me. I can have branches come out of my arms and eyes. I'm actually made of wood. So that's why I love it. I got a ton of money from that fucking flick. I'm from Oregon. What? Was there something else?
Groot.
No,
where
not...
do you get pants that color? That's amazing.
Is
there a Peter Pan store somewhere?
Joy.
It's called,
is there a Peter Pan for men?
You it's live called... in Oregon, get them free in the mail. Sean has a pair.
The name of the store is called Peter Pants.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I wanted to.
It's actually.
Were we all thinking it? Were we all thinking it?
I'm gonna do you one better. A place called The Tallest Leprechaun is where I got it from.
You know, all the women in Oregon shop at Peter Pants Suit is where
yeah,
they go.
Nice. So it's... Yes, all women.
You know, I've gotten.
Should never say that here.
I've purchased some awesome things at Lanky Leprechaun.
Lanky Leprechaun.
It's hard to say, Lanky
That's even
Leprechaun.
Better.
Grant, did you answer the question?
I saw A Most Wanted Man yesterday with Rojo, and incredible.
Good
but
film.
Fucked up my whole day. Like, the ending. Yeah, it's harsh. And also watching it and just going like, damn it, he's dead. Like, Philip Seymour Hoffman is dead.
Oh, I thought you were like
I ruined everything.
This is... What a terrible way to find out. I had no idea.
Do you always walk out like that Bigfoot Zapruder film? That's...
I'm just going to stay in my chair like a gentleman. Boys.
Wait, so Zapruder also caught Bigfoot?
Yeah, he was...
Like, that'd be so weird in one lifetime to be filming JFK
he was like,
and all the UFOs.
After Dallas, he's like, we just got to go on a goddamn vacation. We're just going to drive to Yosemite. And then they saw Matt Bronger, fresh from the Leprechaun fur outlet or whatever.
Is Bigfoot the name of the shoe store right next to Peter Pants?
Yeah.
It is.
Sure.
It is.
Well, Kitty
Corner.
I
figured as much.
Yeah.
Shake your head.
I should have said SMH. It took me the longest time to figure out SMH.
Me too.
Why are people saying that all the time?
What does it mean?
Do I look like I don't know what it means?
It means shaking my head.
Oh.
It's what? Fucking stupid. Yeah.
Shaking.
They usually use it also when there's plenty of room to write out shaking my head.
Yeah.
You mean like a texting, like BTW or something?
A whole tweet will just be like, Obama, SMH. Like,
yeah.
Go ahead and write it out.
DTF?
Sure.
SMH.
I didn't know what FTW meant until I went on at midnight, and Chris said it out loud every time I've been on, and I still... For the win, right?
Yeah. What does it mean?
For the win.
Sure.
I thought I meant
it
fuck the world.
Fuck the world, yeah.
Fuck the world,
it
right?
It does, yeah.
Whoa.
Finger that whore. What? It was. It doesn't.
We're in the women's.
Oh, I thought that.
I got a worse one. I just thought of a worse one. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Doesn't even make sense. It's juvenile. It's like now we're doing Mad Libs. But feminine twat water.
What?
At least it's feminine.
The fuck? If I would have said that, you guys would have left.
How about feminist twat water?
Fancy twat water. I take it
fancy.
Back. I go fancy twat water. Because then that's like okay. The person is ordering a very fancy water. Is it?
How about something
but where
nice?
Is this water used? Where does it come from? I don't...
Just to lubricate the vagina for sexual intercourse. Naturally.
Oh,
I
okay.
drink a glass of twat water in a... Well, I was going to say in a minute, but I don't know how quickly it goes down.
I need my fancy twat water.
What if it means something nice, like follow the waterfall, you godless heathens? I don't know why we
That's
all
what
have
he
to
just
so
said,
mean.
But in a different way.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, both of those are amazing feats of nature. The waterfall and the twat water.
Gross.
For tomorrow's world.
Soup's gross.
Have you been to the movies, Graham?
Yes!
I meant, have you been to the movies, Marvin the Martian?
Yeah, I've seen all the two movies that these gentlemen talk about, which they're both.
I've seen every movie that everyone's seen. A good movie you will see.
Let's see, a little Yoda. How
it's
about
Yoda now.
Beat me up, Scotty. Not the same thing?
Did you just say beat me up, Scotty? Because
that'd be a fun t-shirt.
Oh, please beat me up, Scotty.
Like just the old really big Scotty in a wife beater. Yeah. And it just says beat me up, Scotty.
Get your own fucking dilithium crystals. Just...
I thought you said beat me off, Scotty.
Yeah, it's just Shatner with his slacks down going, beat me off, Scotty. That's the stuff. Oh, yeah. Rub up some feminine twat water. I saw the movie Lucy, which is a bag of shit. Luc Besson hasn't made a good movie in 20 years. Let's just all say that out loud and stop.
I think every movie he makes is great.
Oh.
I didn't love The Family, but Lucy is like, it's crazy for sure.
That's the one with ScoJo,
but I thought
right?
It was super fun. I really enjoyed it. But just on a this movie's crazy sort of level, it just keeps getting crazier as it goes along. But you know, a tight 90 minutes. He didn't drag anything out. You know, it's just it doesn't make any fucking sense. But it's you know, it's Scarlett Johansson and an occasional Morgan Freeman acting all smart.
Right.
And
I think
the trailer pretty much says it all.
I think they call it the Juicy Lucy here, though. Go to Matt's.
I don't get it, but I'm high on Hennepin right now.
So much Hennepin.
Man, I got so fucked up on Hennepin last night.
Atmosphere, let's just say local
stuff. Good Hennepin.
Is Lucy the one where she like gets to 100% of her brain power? Is that one another one? Like,
yeah. And she gets real sexy.
Every few minutes, a percentage comes up on the screen. Boom, 70%.
Nothing's going to happen. Like, if I had 100% of my brain power right now, none of that shit's happening. Nothing's going to happen. You're just going to,
I'm just saying that I had at least 90% of a boner through most of that movie.
Yeah. That's another that's another digital readout.
It's 90% of a boner? That's a pretty legit boner.
I was almost 70% full, of boner. Full mast.
Full
mast. Where do you go get that other 10%? Like, where does that...
It's usually like, you know, the 10% is like in the form of a small hat that I crafted out of Play-Doh. That I just sort of pop on there and, you know, it's got to be really dark and...
So you bring a lot of
the
Play-Doh hats.
The sex has to be very fast. What?
You bring a lot of Play-Doh hats into the movie theater and you just...
Oh, wait. You're right. We're in a movie theater now. I forgot where we were. I thought we were
HBO.
In a women's club.
No. You're at your home box office with a boner crafting a hat to put on.
But I don't know. I think Lucy's magnificent filmmaking and...
magnificent filmmaking.
Yeah. It's really neat. I mean, it's really...
Did you mean...
There's lots of cool stuff in it. You get to see about five different species shoving a baby out of their I was gonna say twat again, but suddenly when it was connected to birth, that seemed inappropriate. Oh, look at that baby coming out of that twat. Oh, Michael Winslow just wandered out on stage. I just saw an ad for Police Academy's Michael Winslow doing a stand-up show somewhere where it said, man of 10,000 sound effects. There can't be 10,000 noises in existence. Like, there can't be 10,000 sounds that can be produced. Right?
Well, I think you have to go through, like, here's a guy named Greg who's sad. Here's a guy named Jeff who's sad. You know, you just do, like, different...
Wait, you could get to 10,000. Greg sounded the same. That was subtle.
You could get to 10,000.
I had to run sound for Michael Winslow one time. He had, like, 50 sound cues. It was fucking insane.
That's for real?
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus. Like, 50. I was working the door at the comedy club in Sioux Falls that is now defunct. But, yeah, I had, like, 50 sound cues. It's like, that doesn't count.
Now it's that new funk club called Defunct.
It sure is.
You just don't... It was just fun how casually you use the word defunct because people just don't throw it around much anymore.
I'm working on that 100%, dude.
You know, people are usually talking...
Brain power.
People are talking more about denoise than defunct, but...
But they're bringing them both in.
Yeah.
I'll say defunct.
In honor of Expendables 3 opening today, let's see the reaction. People are so fired up about Expendables 3 that I thought it'd be fun to do a round of love like hate, hate like with the great Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. Star of Expendables 3. One of 17 stars of Expendables 3. It's like that movie was created so Stallone could have a couple days off here and there. He was always just Rambo. He's just out there fighting everybody by himself. And eventually he's like, oh, I'm really old. Let's get 15 other guys.
Let's get all the other weird leather
faced
dudes.
Let's get all the toughest actors there are and let them handle a bunch of this shit.
Let's fucking ruin everybody's idea of how tough they were. I've never actually seen any of the Expendables movies.
Yeah, yeah.
See how quiet it is? No big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. This new one, they say it has a lot less blood than the last one, so I'm a lot less interested in seeing it.
You don't have 90% of a boner when you watch it stuff like
no.
that?
No. Well, they knocked it... Well, Ronda Rousey. They knocked it down to PG-13 this time around. It was an R last time. Yeah.
Well, the poster said Expendables 3, let's talk it out. Thought that was a bad call. Come on.
Let's meet for brunch.
Can we just sit down? Can we sit down and discuss
the brunch?
This?
Let me hear about letters. Your day, Expendables 4.
Cleaned all my guns.
Sounds good. Oh, we're acting out a scene. Okay, this is...
Are you guys at brunch right now?
This is only commit.
Expendables 3, let's share our feelings.
Sure. Over mimosas. You know, you gotta throw something dank in there, like something...
So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through with Stallone. You can pass once, but I'm gonna need you to name a movie of his you loved, a movie of his you liked, a movie you hated, and a movie that you hate yourself for liking that feature Mr. Stallone. We'll start with Graham. What's the Sylvester Stallone movie that you love the most?
I would have to go the original Rocky, I think. Yes, of course.
We have a match. That's what I have as well, the original Rocky. What a great film.
It's like, a living...
It's a waste of life!
It's awesome.
I saw Rocky the Musical on Broadway, and just, in fact, probably is closing this weekend, and... It's a shame because they made a good effort, but it was just sort of like watching people wander around on a stage acting out Rocky if Rocky sang about his feelings rather than just moping down the street and kicking a can. Sang about it.
That's definitely what you need. Take away the dirty solitude of this 30-year-old fighter in a shitty town of Philly and get him singing. That's what Rocky is all
about.
Well,
he was singing in, like, you know, kind of sweaty sweatpants and, you know, and...
Sweaty sweatpants. That's so gross.
And,
sweatpants are bad enough.
You know, they sort of tried to get the grittiness of it, but they like for the Burt Young role, they hired like a young guy just with a kind of receding hairline that was like kind of thin and tall. It wasn't like a, you know what I mean? Like everybody had to be able to like sing and sound beautiful. So that didn't really work. But at the end, they bring out a boxing ring and they do like a recreation of the final fight from Rocky. And it's pretty amazing. Like it's
good.
It's choreographed so well that it looks just as good as like watching boxing in a movie. Like it seems very real, except they're connecting a lot and people are falling down a lot. You know, like he knocks Apollo Creed down in the first round, as you may recall. And that moment, a friend of mine, even though she wasn't supposed to be filming, she made a fucking vine of that, and it fucking looks like the guy got knocked out. It's really well done. Whoa. Yeah.
That was long. It was a long walk we all just went on.
And it actually was Carl Weathers.
Sean is the time and comedy monitor. thanks for keeping me on track, buddy. What's a Rocky movie that you love, Matt?
Stallone movie
is always said.
Let's just do from all the Rocky films.
I was gonna go Rocky 3. I love it because it's utterly ridiculous.
But you're just saying that, like, you like Rocky 1 the best, right?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Okay.
But he already took it. If I had to pick it, yeah, I would pick 1. But
they're all good.
3 and 4 are incredible.
1 is like, the screenplay is amazing. Like, it's right. it's very beautiful.
It's great.
Like, it's almost like if you're going to transfer it to Broadway, they should have just made it a play. And it would have been cool to see that fight at the end like they do in the musical. But maybe musical was the bad call on that.
No, maybe about it. That was a horrible idea.
But you know what I mean? Like, I didn't think Matilda sounded like the greatest idea for a musical because I'd seen that movie with Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman. It's an amazing musical. Like, it turned out great. Sean, what's your Stallone movie you love?
I like Over the Top a lot. I think
I love it.
I love it. I think it's fun, man.
Winner takes it all, loser takes the fall.
And that Logan song, Meet Me Halfway Across the Sky, drives his fucked semi into the living room at the end of the movie. Yep. Like, give me that kid back. Like, no, man, you just drove your semi into my living room.
Yeah, you win.
You don't need to be responsible for this kid. You know? No, I think it's really fun. I like that movie a lot.
All right, Graham, what's a Stallone movie that you like?
That I like?
Mm-hmm.
I probably have to go.
And then Matt, next, it'll be you next. Same question. Same question you, Sean. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
I can't think of any other movies. Can we look at our phone for this one?
Grab me a water, Doug.
What? How many shows does the host go, I gotta go take care of a thing?
I'm gonna fill the theater with people and then fucking
fuck
dip
this,
for a
right?
minute.
What
is one, though? I'm having trouble thinking of Stallone movies for some reason. I want to look at my phone. That's not cheating yet, is
well,
it?
Well, I would go Lords of Flatbush as a movie that I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. You know what that is? I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. Was he in The Wanderers, or am I crazy?
No, he was not in The Wanderers.
Fuck me.
But it's a good movie.
I did three. I'll do four. I did three. Rocky three. I'll do four.
There you go.
Four.
That's good.
Ivan Drago is kind of a spiritual hero to me.
I would like him.
He's a spiritual leader for you.
If you get a chance, C.J. Sullivan, comedian in Chicago, live tweeted it, like watching it on TV, and it's the funniest thing. Like Lupe Fiasco and all these people retweeted it. It's incredible because it's like Apollo Creed has received 20 punches for 20 thrown and has thrown no punch in the first round. Let's see how he comes back in the second. It's incredible. Thank you, brother.
Doug never left. That was a joke. He was here. He was sitting here.
Sean, which one do you like?
I think I liked... I'm just having trouble thinking of movies, but I remembered Copland. I kind of like Copland.
Oh, Copland is great.
Dude, we have another match. I wrote like for Copland as well. That is what I sound like.
You really had Copland on there?
I really wrote down Copland. I mean,
dope,
you didn't win anything, but that's that is a very likable Stallone movie, I think.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. I think it was a good movie.
Plays kind of a frumpy cop with a bad hearing.
He's kind of like an untough Rocky, where he's just like, he's real modest and like shy kind of, and you're like, he's endearing. Yeah, I think it's fun. And he's like half part deaf, right? Like, didn't he go deaf in one ear from like a horrible cop accident 10 years before?
That's why he can't.
One of his ears is now defunct, and that's why he's a bad cop.
It's a defunct ear.
Sure.
His ear has been defunct. It was a funky ear.
That cop
but it's no longer funky anymore.
So much funk in that other ear.
Oh, shit, that's a funky ear, motherfucker. Word. That's what's up.
One of those cops told him to go defunct himself a little too loud in one of his ears, and now he can't hear out of
That's
it.
That's what's up.
No big deal. No big deal, man.
What's a Stallone movie you hate, Graham?
Oscar.
Yeah. That's pretty shitty.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
That's in late 80s, early 90s era where he was just making everything.
People like to say, but Tim Curry's really good in that.
Yeah, no, he's not.
What was Oscar? Was Stallone there? Was he a rich dude?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and he had a daughter that was sleeping around or something.
Yeah, and he had.
I thought it was an animated movie where he was a statue on somebody's shelf.
And you're thinking of the Oscars.
And I think Sandra Bullock was the voice of Emmy, and I think that
Michael Sheen was the Golden Globes.
Wait, why is that funny?
Because he's the international voice of...
Stop doing your Italian accent.
Hello, I'm from Sicily. I live in a little island near the boot.
Hello, Governor. Hey.
And by boot, I don't mean the lift of the back of your car. What? That was fucking stupid.
Yes.
You don't sound like you're from Sicily.
It's a so bad, it's bad.
It's a so bad.
It's a so bad. And you just did that on accident.
Why are you so bad?
You just did that. You weren't even trying to do that. You just did
it.
It
just came out of me.
That's fucking
the flavors of
it's some
ragu.
G-shit right there.
The flavors of ragu.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the flavors of ragu.
There's thick flavored, thin flavored. Like, it's that thick flavored ragu. It's really good.
I would love to see a water show that's all ragu.
Dump it all over my sweatpants and take a
like
bath.
Like the Bellagio in Vegas, and it just.
Yeah. Come on down to the blue ragoon.
We're all grown ups, and you're just going.
We're all grown up people.
Women's club.
Women's club.
Yes, all ragus. It's a stop or my mom will shoot.
Because, oh my God.
Yes, we have another match. Because that's my hate.
Schwarzenegger convinced him to do that movie, and it screwed up his career. And I'm always worried about like friends giving me shitty advice, and Schwarzenegger on purpose like sabotaged him. Ugh, like, God damn it. I mean,
how did that conversation shake out?
I don't know how you
out?
Look at that script and go, yeah.
You got to do this script.
Or my mom will
it's
shoot.
Funny because you're because moms twist. Don't normally shoot. Ooh.
They don't.
Moms are not known for shooting.
Your mom shoots.
Then I guess I should do the movie then.
Yes, like, it's. I think it would be a good move for you to play the biggest pussy cop in the history of cinema.
All right, I guess I'll do it.
That's still Arnold?
I don't know who that was.
I was getting there.
I transmogrified into someone else. I can only say short sentences, aren't like I just say, it's not a tumor.
You guys remember that it's thing a while back? They did sound bites of Arnold Schwarzenegger, like before the internet, like you could use sound bites to prank call people. Good story. A lot of those tonight.
Nice. Memories.
You'd call people we'll with things that Schwarzenegger that said in movies?
Yeah, like,
shut up, I'm gonna ram my fist into your stomach.
And you could just like call people and fuck with them before they had like caller ID and stuff. You guys remember that? It was fun.
Wait, yeah. I'm sorry. Which Muppet character were you just doing?
I think it was Hungover Grover.
Yeah. It was Arnold goddamn Schwarzenegger. We all know it.
Hung Grover.
Listen, I'm gonna do it again. I want everyone
if
to close their eyes.
If it bleeds, we can kill it. Yabba dabba doo.
What?
Yabba dabba doo.
You take remember that fist. Crossover episode where they
ram it into your stomach?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, you guys probably all thought he was up here when you closed your eyes, like I told you. Did you guys think Arnold snuck onto the stage and did that? Because he did, and it was just me, so what's up? Rocky Balboa, I hate it.
Oh, why?
Walken?
I thought that was
Christopher Walken. I
thought that was the third best of the series.
The last one with Mason the Lion Dixon?
I don't know. I didn't know it had a lion in it.
Where they
I'm sure MGM was involved.
He beat Roy Jones Jr., which was seen to be impossible up till then. An incredible boxer.
The movie, they're going to have this dude fight the now old Rocky, deaf in one ear. It's like, dude, you got to like...
That's Copland.
Oh, it's a different movie. I thought it was real. But yeah, no, I mean, that dude would have really mollywopped him. He would have put a hurting on him. Off the floor with him, as they say.
That's
and
what
it's
they
just,
say.
It was a bummer. They should have stopped it at Tommy Gunn. That was a good street fight to end his career. Fucking, I'm out, dude. And then he crip walked out of there.
Even the preview where they're like, he has speed and youth, but you have strength. It's like, that doesn't matter. Speed wins.
In,
it doesn't matter how strong he is if he can't put a hand on him.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Right?
Finally.
It sounds like most of these people don't agree with us.
But I think most people are just shocked that this issue is finally being settled in a women's center.
Finally.
Finally, people are talking about it.
Yeah, dude, I bring shit up.
Yeah, Stop or Your Mom Will Shoot was my mine, of course. And then what do you got for Hate Yourself for Liking It, Graham?
God, there's so many. Do I go with one of the Rambo films or... Do I go with Cobra?
Boy, that last Rambo. The last Rambo was like an hour of genocide.
It was terrible. It started
before Rambo stepped up and did anything. It was just a bummer.
Didn't it start where they like killed a couple kids? Like that was the first scene. They just like shot some kids.
No, there's just kids, children, and mothers, and and dudes also just dying, like hitting landmines constantly,
Real life shit, dude.
If someone's going to explode in a movie, I want that person to be bad. I don't want that person to be a nice person.
What if it's a lover's explosion on someone's stomach? Maybe one of those kind of explosions.
Wow, that is
a
lover's
explosion.
That sentence has never been uttered in this auditorium.
Yeah, there's a lover's explosion in the gift bag, folks.
If I didn't already have a name for my new special, holy fucking.
Yeah, it's
a lover's explosion. And make sure to put an A on it. Not lover's explosion, a lover's
my
explosion.
My face is red. I'm embarrassed. My face is red.
Oh, man. My God. It's like a D.H. Lawrence novel.
Not a casual acquaintance explosion. We're talking lovers.
Love.
You don't lovers. Explode when it's a casual
I love
acquaintance.
You so much, I'm going to explode my baby gravy all over your midsection.
That's actually the Stallone movie I love, is a lover's explosion.
Yeah. Listen, I meant like something sweet, like a picnic type explosion. You know?
Sorry about that lover's explosion.
Sylvester? Oh shit, it's Brian. I thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Stallone. No, it's me.
I thought
me.
Stallone was okay.
What do you hate yourself for liking, Matt?
I kind of love myself and hate myself for it, but Cobra. Definitely
Cobra's
Cobra.
Great. Oh, you're the disease and
so
I'm
good.
The cure.
Yeah.
Cobretti.
Cobretti.
And that's so good.
I love that fucked up comic book device if that's his name, but they call him Cobra for sure. Cobretti.
Cobretti.
What area in Italy is the Cobretti family from?
Hello.
What snake?
Come to Cobretti Village.
Lots of snakes around. Yeah. Watch your foot.
Don't let him love an explosion in your grill.
And I'd be, with that name, I'd be like, oh, look, here comes Kobe. And he'd be like,
it's Cobra.
Kobe.
All right, Kobe.
They never, the lovers
good
never
to see
let.
You, Kobe.
Sweet Cobes.
The lovers never let Cobra go with his lover's explosion because it's poisonous. It's got venom in it. You know
nice.
What I mean?
Yeah, because he has a Cobra wiener.
Big old Cobra dick, dude.
It's hard for me to find love because my dick's full of venom.
Got you with my Cobra wiener.
All right, Sean, what's yours?
I don't know. I can't think of it. I mean,
you can pass once. You haven't passed at all.
I mean, I don't want to lie, so I'm going to pass because I can't.
All right, you matched me. I passed as well.
Really?
Yeah. I either, with Stallone, I either like the movie or I don't like the movie. I don't hate myself for liking any of it because it's either garbage or perfection. And I would have loved to squeeze in somewhere in this that the Woody Allen film Bananas, because Stallone is the guy that, one of the guys that tries to mug him like in the subway at the beginning of the movie. And that's an awesome movie.
What movie?
It's very funny. Bananas.
Snake bite. I got bitten by a snake.
Yeah, she's running around holding her tits saying she got bitten by a snake.
Holding her what? Her eyes? She's holding her eyes?
You guys in the
these tits you guys keep talking
about. Called breasts. We're in the women's.
Did you know the originally it was supposed to be Betty Davis tits? And
my dad realized made a big stink about
was,
it.
They realized that was too crude.
Sung
and,
by a woman.
They changed
that's kind
it to
of
Betty
amazing.
Davis eyes.
The only time I see a woman's tits
Davis
is when my eyes
tits.
They brush past the tits to open the door for the woman because I need
my
to see where the
tits adore
is.
You.
So I go right over the tits and I'm like, let me get the door for you and give me the check when dinner's done. So I'll get that too.
He's got the tits of the tiger and the dream of the fight
rising up
to the challenge.
Gotta take it over the tits.
This has been love, hate, like.
Woo.
Let the games begin.
Women's club.
Gentlemen, pick your name tags.
Spoils will be had, blood will be shed. Gotham will survive. Gotham will survive.
Oh, what's that blinking cup right there? That's crazy. I don't know what's going on with that. Oh, man, there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of good name tags. Matt's got a large one that applies to something he said earlier this evening. Oh, of course Graham picked that. I can't believe anyone, no one else had a chance.
A dude was around last night, and that's a dope one.
Yeah, that's Graham has a Captain America shield, and who does that mean you're playing for, Graham?
I'm playing for Captain America. Eric, his name is Erica. Or Erica, I guess is his name. This dude named Erica.
A dude named Erica.
Wasn't
and
that
you're
a Johnny
holding,
Cash
and
show?
You're holding his panty shield. All right, I gotta start a vine of this. Who are you playing for, Matt?
I'm playing for I Am Groot, Love Is All You Need.
Let me see it.
Oh.
It's the sequel. This is actually a real poster. This is gonna be the sequel to Guardians of the Galaxy with Michelle Pfeiffer.
All right, and who are you playing for, Sean?
Doesn't have a name on it. I thought it did. I like that it said Lego hose. But I thought it was fun, and it's a box of ho-hos, and you're stoned out of your gourd, so I just figured put two and two together, ho-hos. But what's your name, player? I don't. Paul? Why the fuck didn't you put your name on here, Paul? I'm playing for Paul.
I've sort of had a big lifestyle change, though. Like, let's do a little scene where, like, put those out for me. Like, say, hey, Doug, would you like one of these ho-hos?
Hey, Doug, man, you want a ho-ho? I got a whole box here.
Doug,
you're so stoned that you accidentally slapped them out of my hand. Would you like a ho-ho?
Doug.
Doug.
Doug, is your lifestyle change that you now react like a cat to something?
I bat everything away that comes towards me. I don't have a shield like some people. Uh-oh.
And that shield sort of matches your pants a little bit.
Yes, it does,
bitch. It does. Just to put a visual on it for anybody that might be listening.
I've got tight blue slacks on. That's what I'm wearing.
But, yeah, I stopped eating sugar, so I don't eat that stuff anymore.
All right. Okay. Way to go, Paul.
Horrible.
Wreck everything.
It was a horrible lifestyle change.
I should say, this is Ryan who gave me this.
Ryan. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. It's not
right,
just
you're playing
I am Ryan. Ryan. Yeah.
Sure. A lot of great name tags tonight.
Great job, everybody.
Woo. Really nice job.
Yeah.
Feel the magic.
One woman showed up her cast. She has a sling over her cast. I was like, what am I just supposed to take off her arm like a goddamn...
Be amazing. It was prosthetic. Yeah. Here's your prize.
You had a fake arm. I'd bring the shit out of that on stage. So next time, cut off your arm and get a fake one. Don't be a pussy.
Cut off your real arm and get a fake one. Let's play How Much Did This Shit Make?
So bad.
Because, you know, again, we're at the Women's Club. Expendables 3 open today. So let's talk about how much Expendables 2 made at the box office. Yeah, North American, domestic, entire run in millions without going over, according to Mojo, boxofficemojo.com. We'll start with you, Graham. How much did Expendables 2 make?
Domestic box office.
Mm-hmm. North America.
$625 million.
God damn.
What the fuck is that so funny?
Is that for? That sounds crazy.
Why is that so funny? Because I think Titanic made 700.
It sounds insane.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Really?
I was like, Jesus Christ.
I thought it was a perfectly legit guess.
Or Avatar.
I
saw it and thought it was the new Gone with the Wind, but
Avatar's
I didn't know it made that much
number
money.
One. I think Avatar's number one, and then Avengers and Dark Knight, something like that. But anyway, good bet, Graham.
Like I said, $325 million.
You know what? I'll give you that. I'll change it to 325. Sean.
Oh, switching it up. I'm going to say $189 million.
Okay.
American.
And Matt?
$1. No. 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 I'm not that guy.
Please be that guy.
I'm going to go $115 million.
God damn it.
We all went over?
It made $85 million. You all lose.
Because we didn't guess the exact number.
You're all losers. No, you all went over. Yeah, but that's okay. We got more games.
I'm happy just to be sitting with my friends, so I think we're all winners.
Didn't you hear that fun round of humiliation applause that you guys were also wildly over the actual amount? But $85 million, that's encouraging that they make part three after it only made 85.
Well, I'd like to know obviously what international is and what the
total. International is probably another $400 million, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because the budget on that thing had to have been $100 million.
And the first Expendables only made it to about 100 domestic.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right.
I think that movie's
they make
made.
A ton of money. That's part of why all those names are in there, you know, like that's like I noticed with the movie Lucy. I just assume that like the dude that played Old Boy is in it, and yeah. Also that other actor that plays the cop
right.
is probably somebody that's big in his country where yeah. he's from. So
France.
It's very yeah. It's
that
a very
mean, but it wasn't.
It's very smart, you know, international yeah. marketing to have like
well,
three
yeah.
big stars that are internationally known.
And all of those guys in Expendables have huge draws. Over overseas. Like, mm-hmm. Dolph Lundgren has been making his living on these movies none of us have ever heard of that he releases, like, one or two a year, and they destroy overseas.
Yeah, yeah. So... Don't cry for Expendables movies.
So when you say he like show up at like birthday parties and punch someone for money.
Yeah.
Well, he did that. Ivan Drago. Oh, yay.
Don't just assume that I don't know every Dolph Lundgren film ever made either, dude. I keep adding to my lower back tat every movie that he comes out with. I got to put another movie. Pretty soon it's going to be a neck tat. There's so many fucking movies on my back, dude. I know what time it is.
You've got Enforcer of Justice on coming up on your spine?
One, two, and three, man. They wrap around. It's like a Megan Fox type thing on my left side. It's like right here. It's not any like motivating scripture. It's just Dolph Lundgren films.
You have Bunny Puncher?
That's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Curtain maker, dude. Curtain
cutter. He just goes to petting zoos and just punches bunnies. Uh-huh. It's a whole movie.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Do you got Cunt Swad?
Somebody on Twitter said that Megan Fox has had bad plastic surgery to her face. Is that true?
She got collagen, right? I mean, didn't she? I don't know. She's fucking gorgeous. Anybody who's
nobody here in Minneapolis knows her plastic surgeon.
Out of their mind.
Someone call Megan.
Come on, Minneapolis. Pay attention. Oh, one guy over there. Yeah.
One guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Her face is fucked up.
People are so quick to say that shit. Megan Fox is gorgeous. I could text her. She's waiting for me in the car. Should I text her? Get her in here? She can talk about
it. Did you crack a window and leave a bowl of water in there?
You gotta give her a
hot.
If you don't give her a chew toy.
Alley-oop, maybe. That was rad.
Give her a chew toy.
You're a funny guy. I'll give her a fucking chew toy.
All right, so.
I said it like I meant it.
Why would you want her anyone?
You got to. You got to commit.
You don't want someone to chew on your dick. That seems like it would hurt. Like,
you don't want someone to chew on yours, I guess. But
oh, yeah, mine's soft.
No, me neither.
That was a Dolph Lundgren movie. Chew
There's
on my dick.
There's got to be
one of those.
That one was Indonesia, right?
I was chew on my dick 3 was the best one. But
there's got to be like 50 things we've said that have never been uttered on this stage before. Like when you when you buy your tickets at Douglas Movies, the website, when you get on the Douglas Movies ticketing page, the picture of the stage is a stately piano and a podium. And then this is happening.
It's fun.
Like this is no TED Talk. So let's play ABC's D's Nuts. This is the matching game where we're going to spell something and you guys are going to take turns coming up with movies that begin with the same letter as the, that we're on in the title. And terrible explaining this one. And if you match what I've pre-written, like you guys did like crazy in that last thing we played, then you win automatically. We'll start with Graham again, then go to Sean. So we're going to spell out in honor of Expendables 3. That's all I want to talk about today. Fuck Let's Be Cops. Let's Be Cops, I thought looked amazing. I thought it looked so funny, and it's like 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You only had a 9% boner in that 9%?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks hilarious, and they're both super funny dudes.
Exactly. So I was very disappointed.
But you didn't see it, though.
Have not seen it, but Rotten Tomatoes, 9%, there's no way that it turns out it's pretty good.
Yeah. No, I feel you. That sucks, man. I really wanted it to be good.
I mean, I do like those guys, so maybe I will enjoy it. Graham, the letter, we'll drop the "the" on the Expendables 3 and just go Expendables, so E is the first letter.
So we get an X.
Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh, very nice.
Well, hello.
I went with End of Watch. End of Watch. Okay. The dude that directed that and also wrote Training Day, he's got like a new movie coming out, and it looks pretty cool. Sean, X. Any movie that begins with X.
I don't know, man. Can I say the X, that Jason Bateman movie? Can that count, please? I can't think of a movie that starts with X. Also, we saw End of Watch.
You know what? Graham, I don't know why I don't know why
America's
Graham is
sad.
Approaching the crowd.
Captain America's real
why,
sad.
What is he going to do? Why is he...
Life's just Captain,
what's happening?
Captain, wait.
Captain.
I feel like
Captain.
I did something
Captain,
stupid
Falcon
that I don't
sorry.
Know about.
Falcon is so sorry.
Was Chris Evans in a movie that began with
could
X?
Could you please... Just please take a seat, Captain. Sean, just take a breath.
X-Men, just dude. X-Men. The X-Men.
How'd you pull that indie film out of your head? Where'd you...
And Sean wins because that's a match.
I just wanted to make it fun for everybody. Didn't we all get a little chortle when I said the X like a dumb fuck? You know, yeah, I knew what I was doing. Whole time.
Good business.
Yeah. Good save. You piece of shit.
You gotta build your brand. You gotta let people know that you're pretty stupid and then they feel bad for you. So it's like,
I went with X-Men because they filmed some of it in Toronto and I'm gonna be there on September 27th as part of the Toronto Just for Laughs Festival. Yeah. And then for P, I went with Pay It Forward because that was filmed partially in Vegas and I'm going to be there.
Why are you
doing a Douglas Movies on September 6th?
He's plugging.
And then
show
for E, I went with Eagle Eye because that was filmed in Chicago and I'll be at Zany's on 9/11 as it turns out.
Oh, wow. I'll be at Zany's in Rosemont September 17th through the 20th.
There you go. And then for D, I went with Drugstore Cowboy because I'll be at the Portland Film Festival August 28th and 29th. For A, I went with American Psycho because it was also filmed in Toronto. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Are you going to be there anytime soon?
For B, I went with Bong Water. Why wouldn't I? L.
B stands for Bumbershoot. I'll be there.
Oh, that's right.
End of September. So.
L, I went with Afghanistan, the Graham Elwood epic. And then E, I went with Every Which Way But Loose, as it turns out. Hey. You were just on the wrong E when you said that.
God damn it.
And every time I take E, I'm on the wrong E. Never seems to work. That was filmed partially in Denver, where I'll be on September 15th. S, Sleepless in Seattle. I'll be at the Neptune Theater on August 22nd. Two shows, taping my new TV special. And for three, in Expendables 3, I went with Three Amigos. Three Amigos. Yeah.
You know,
and
Matt didn't get a turn.
So Sean was the winner of that game, so he gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
It's all up here. All premeditated. That's why Matt didn't get to go. I was wondering, because I fucking schooled the game. I get it.
Yeah, you tore it up, man.
Keep talking.
I know. I'm trying, dude. It's good.
It's fine.
What happened?
Nah. I just faked a seizure.
He did a funny thing with his head, and I laughed.
I always laugh when somebody does something funny with their head.
Yeah. You're real stoic now, Captain.
That's right. Captain America.
What was going on there when you approached the crowd? What were you going to do to them? Were you just subduing them? Did you think there might be a riot?
Yeah, that was crowd control for sure. I thought these hipsters in the front were going to get crazy. And I thought this guy with a beard was going to throw a microbrew at me. And
he had that look in his eye.
Yeah.
Like, that's a dope stand-up record shirt.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to do my own homebrew, and I'm going to fight you. Yeah. No, it was the obvious X-Men was standing there. I'm wearing shirts with Marvel characters on it. That's what that was for.
I've never smoked weed in front of a women's club until before the show and after the show tonight. And I got to say, it's been a very liberating experience. People are going to be like, couldn't you have tried to get at least one woman on the panel at the women's club? But I'm like, no, let's tear this shit up. Let's go in there and show women how it's done.
It's called...
Listen.
It's called
we don't all agree.
That's right.
It's diversity, okay? Women have had it too good, too long. We're here now.
It's about time four white guys
Come on, women.
Do you know what it's like to never get pulled over by the cops for no reason? You don't know what that's like at all.
You guys didn't all grow up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where you can walk around naked at any hour of the day with a $100 bill taped to your forehead, and nobody will rob you. It's a rough life that I have lived.
Same with Portland, Oregon. Same with, dude. You know,
yeah.
No nudity law, hence all the strip clubs. Fuck, I miss it.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
They're not so much strip clubs in Portland as they're bars with a stripper pole.
With a naked girl in it. Yeah,
yeah.
There's not even a pole sometimes.
It's just a girl going from...
Just hanging out.
Stool to stool.
Yeah.
And it's like casual. Dr. Dre and shit. Like fun, good music. Not like it's way too serious. I think Captain A.M. Erica would be a good name for a radio DJ if she's a female.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Captain A.M. Erica.
I think Captain Erica would be a great stripper name.
Yeah, of course.
Captain Erica.
Stars and Stripes.
Uh-huh.
Top. Love it.
Sure.
Doing some good work, getting stripper names at the women's club. What else we got here?
All of
any porn titles you guys want to throw out for them?
all of her old boyfriends could watch her dance, and those would be the X-Men in the crowd.
X-Men.
Sean Jordan, nice ladies one. And gentlemen. At Sean Jordan on Twitter. Check it out.
I'd be Iron Man. Sean gets to go. Thanks, everybody.
Iron Man.
I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Sean gets to go first, and then we'll go to Matt and then Graham. Sean, pick a category. Would you like deep fried bacon? That's movies where Kevin Bacon smokes weed. Specific Rim. That's movies that have basketball in it. Or, oh, I refreshed this category, Wins in Scrabble. I've got a new movie that starts with the letter Q.
Specific Rim.
All right. This movie's got basketball in it. It's from the year 1986. 3 stars from Leonard.
It was five.
He says about the, oh, okay. He says about this movie that it was written by a guy who's written a lot of books. He also says...
Accidentally wrote a movie, goddammit. I guess you gotta make it.
Just
trying to write a book.
Up and wrote a movie.
Whoops.
S.O.B.
He calls this movie thoroughly ingratiating and just as thoroughly calculated.
Ingratiating?
Uh-huh. And he also calls it a well-made slice of Americana. That's a lot of clues. And he names... He names 9 people in the cast of this film. How many will it take you to name the... film. There's a dude in the audience that says 0.
Yeah, I heard him, you dickhead.
Wait, are you calling me a dickhead or him a dickhead?
No, why would I do that?
I heard him, dickhead.
It did sound, I see how that, no, I wasn't doing that. I was calling that dickhead a dickhead.
I heard
dickhead.
That dickhead. Dickhead Women's Club.
I'll say so.
Is that the Women's Club musical, Dickhead?
Yeah, yeah. Dickheads.
I've never been
a musical.
I've never been to the Dickhead Women's Club, but it sounds great.
It's great. It's so good.
After Doris Dickhead, of course.
Yeah.
How many did you say, Sean?
I didn't yet. I'll say 6.
6 names, he says, Matt.
Which one are you going
for? 0.
0 names from Matt Bronger. He's bronging it.
I will go negative
He's
1.
Shawnee Sean, what are you going to do with that? Just pray, I guess. Just pray.
Yeah, name it.
Yeah, he says name it. Name the movie and the top billed person, Graham.
I believe it's Gene Hackman. I believe it's Hoosiers.
I prefer the other order, but that is correct.
Yeah, I knew it.
All right, what's happening now? There's no need for crowd control. There's nothing to control.
I so wish you would have tripped over that fucking cord and fell right in the audience.
That would have been so
great.
That would
have been incredible.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Hey, dickhead,
put your shield down.
Yeah,
Captain America fell in the audience.
I would just hit this homebrew dude right in the head with my shield. Suck it, Erica! Boom.
You accidentally dropped your microphone like a dickhead, so
Yeah, it got slippery. It was weird. It was weird. I was so excited. I was like, oh no, I dropped it. Better go to a knee and let everybody know that I've won.
That's usually when comedians drop the microphones because it's slippery.
Yeah.
Oh, but not off the base of the mic stand. So it sounds like everyone.
That sounded like Jeff.
Like a knife
I jumped a little
that sounded
bit.
Like, oh. Oh, somebody just.
That noise is horrible.
That reminds me of a story.
You do stop doing that. That's not fun for the listeners.
3 in a row.
Wow, Graham's going out on a vaudeville tour doing the Captain America shield bouncing microphone act. Oh, with whistling too? I thought both your hands were full. I thought we wouldn't have to put up with any whistling. Oh, what now? That's it. That's it. Hit the showers.
He flew too close to the sun.
I bet you the sound guy's back there just like plugging his nose like, fuck you!
That's my mic I brought from home.
He's just yelling into a pillow. I'm sure.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sure there's a bunch of throw pillows around since we're at the women's club, so he's probably just screaming into one of those.
All right, now we have some sort of...
Rambo got himself a dolly.
Got a dolly, and he's put the microphone on the dolly. He's taking it off, probably to be serviced.
Another fallen hero.
Grambo, come on back, but everybody missed
it. I do a lot of improv. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
That microphone has PTSD now.
That microphone's going to tell that story on a date, and it's going to have sex that night. So look at you. You just gave that microphone a fun story to tell to its microphone lover.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right, so Matt, you get to pick the next category.
Okay.
Then we'll go to Sean. Horace Inkling on Twitter suggested Batman versus Bateman. And that, of course, is movies that have Jason Bateman and Ben Affleck in them. Yeah, both of them. Birthday boy Ben Affleck, by the way. It's his birthday today. Yeah, clap for that if you want. That reaction doesn't bode well for the new Batman movie, but at least that Superman that nobody gives a shit about is in there. Good old Henry Cavill. Boy, is he everybody's favorite since he did that movie. But he is welcome on the show anytime, of course.
You son of a bitch.
This was suggested by Arno, Armo 15 on Twitter. Last weekend I was in Pittsburgh, so it's a fun category called Pit Stains. And that's movies that were filmed in Pittsburgh. They got 2 stars or less from Leonard. And then the classic Penny Dreadful, and that's movies that Gary Marshall... Penny Marshall. Movies that Gary Marshall probably didn't even see, directed by Penny Marshall, that got 2 stars or less from Leonard. Which one of those do you like? Bateman, Pit Stains, or...
I'm intrigued by Pit Stains.
Penny Marshall.
Seems challenging.
So this is movies that took place in Pittsburgh?
Yes, this is going to be extremely challenging.
2 stars or less? Yeah. Or just 2 stars?
Yeah, Pittsburgh? Well, Leonard gave this one a bomb rating.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can mean cool, though.
It's from the year...
No, not the bomb.
It's not the bomb.
Oh, shit! Like...
Yeah, it's like it's the bomb, but Leonard probably didn't think that way.
Malton reports
that
this shit's off
the chains.
This movie's
on point.
Fly as shit, yo, for real.
Damn.
Thanks, Leonard.
Drinking a 40, wearing a headband.
He comes on Entertainment Tonight and does that.
He just rolling a blunt like the shit's off the hook, man. It just
eyes like
people.
Blood marbles, just stoned to shit in the fucking rope chain.
He's still got a 2-way pager, that kind of thing. I'm letting people know, dude.
He used to be like on a movie review show where he and the other critic would say whether a movie was hot or not each time. It was kind of like thumbs up or thumbs down, hot or not. But then I asked him one time, I was like, isn't that weird when you have to go, Schindler's List, it's hot.
That's what came to my mind.
It's so Schindler's List was
Sophie's
so hot.
Sophie's Choice, so hot.
Oh my God.
Beaches, that was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Philadelphia was so hot.
Hot. Oh
so
what's
crazy.
Moving. It was
hot.
Moving. It right. was emotional.
Not though. Like
we give it 2 thumbs
not.
Hot.
Hotel Rwanda, not.
So this movie from 2000 that was filmed in Pittsburgh or takes place in Pittsburgh, I don't know which. The Leonard's first line of this review, I'm going to give you the whole thing. He says, title describes your inevitable state if you waste just 2 minutes watching this woeful attempt to revive screwball slapstick. Yeah, that's what he says about it. Yeah, he also says it's the directing debut of two dudes. A pair of dudes directed this movie. And he lists 6 names. How many names do you think it'll take you to name it, Matt?
-2.
Whoa! What is happening? Sean Jordan, what do you do with a -2 thrown at you like that?
Look at me. Why are you smiling, dude? You're throwing me off.
Sorry.
Hey. All right.
I mean, I doubt he's bluffing. He could be absolutely wrong about what he thinks it is, but I don't think he's bluffing. Not,
you Sean, can't. Do you know -3 on this?
Listen, gentlemen, I've played the game before. Okay, I'm just looking at Grant. Yeah, name it.
We're just trying to help you.
I know. Name it. I don't know what it is.
All right. Name of the movie and the top 2 billed people in the film in the correct order.
Basketball.
It's so good.
No? Okay. Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
No, did basketball take place in Pittsburgh?
I don't know where it took place.
This is a film that the title of the film while they were making it was Pittsburgh, and then when they put it out, they changed it to Screwed. Screwed, starring Norm MacDonald and Dave Chappelle.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one for sure. But you came out swinging anyway.
I thought, I figured, because I literally have like 5 minutes before I have to go, so I figured. I went big.
Well, do it again. Go big again. Sean Gordon is on the board, everybody.
Okay. All right, we'll go big.
Next, Graham Elwood. Graham Elwood goes first, then we go to Sean. Graham, would you like, from these categories, Martin Sheen celebrated a birthday recently, and I like that guy, so I put him in here and kept it in here. So the films of Martin Sheen. Or USonic on Twitter suggested evacuate your vowels.
Ha-ha.
And that's movie titles that have no vowels in them. No vowels at all. Yes, there are some movie titles that have no vowels.
American?
And what?
American films?
Oh, yes, American films.
Not just Icelandic or Armenian.
Oh, there's numbers, like, though. There's
let me
numbers.
Ask you this. Do you think numbers are vowels? And then...
I'm sorry. Maybe three. I didn't mean to piss everybody
at
off.
At laser with a Z spelled with an S. I know. It's crazy. Crazy Twitter name. Into the Storm. And that's films where Halle Berry has sex. Apologies to the esteemed Good Women's one. Club.
Oh, no. Don't block of that, Minneapolis. Captain America.
All right, so I will go Martin Sheen.
Oh, okay. Films of Martin Sheen.
Yeah!
This particular film is from 1987, 3 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that... it's short on subtlety, this movie. He also says it's completely absorbing. Yeah. And he lists a whopping 8, 11, 14, 17, 18 names. 18 names, Graham. How many names did it take you to discern this Martin Sheen film that is those things that I said?
I got a pretty sweet poker face. My poker face is amazing.
It's short on subtlety, but completely absorbing. How many names, Graham? Answer me now.
What's up, fool?
Let's go. Let's go -2.
What? Sean Jordan, I know what you're going to do. Right?
What am I going to do? Moonwalk to the fucking comedy? Yeah, name it, man. Name it.
All right, what's it called? Who are the top two billed people?
Is it Wall Street, Michael Douglas, and Charlie Sheen?
We have a 3-way tie.
All right.
No, we don't. Graham is our winner.
Yay!
That's what I meant to say. Instead of 3-way tie, Graham is our winner.
Well, Sean,
I got so excited for the 3-way tie. Matt Bronger has to leave right now. What are your plugs, Matt? What's going on?
Look for my new special out in the next couple of months, and go to mattbronger.com to find out if I'm coming to your town. And these posters are available online if you go to my website. And keep on paying attention to Doug, because he's super fun and fucking awesome.
And Matt, thank you. Matt Bronger, can you sign your poster on the way out?
I will do it right now.
Here
Thanks
we go,
coming,
Matt Bronger, everybody.
Hey. I'm going to come to the second show.
See Matt live. He's hilarious. If you haven't seen Matt live, check him out for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at you if you jumped up and ran out of here and chased him over to Acme. But now that he's gone, can we talk about that breath?
We just get rid of Matt to talk shit about.
How delightful it is.
Oh, well, he took mine away.
I thought when Matt left, we were going to talk shit about
You can catch up with him.
Breath.
He's not too far.
Oh, cool. Hey.
You can get your breath back. But yeah, Graham Elwood is our winner, everybody. I know you're really busy, Graham, but this puts you back in the mix for the Tournament of Championships. If you want to come back and go after some of these guys that have been your nemeses.
Congratulations.
Guys, plural?
Yeah. Is there a shithead on the back of your shield?
Yes,
Okay, let's bring that over to me, please. Is there a shithead on your sign there?
Yeah. Or no, this, here's this.
No, I don't need Grams. I'm sorry. Yeah, is there one right. on the back of I'm Groot on the sign that... yes, there is. Perfect. And there's one on this one. Oh, well, great. Let's peel that off, please.
I got it.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Oh, there's two shitheads. The say word, Playboy. You know what time it is. There it is. There's another one. Can I... you don't like that one?
Graham, what are your last minute plugs here before we go?
I'm headlining, like I said, in China, and then the Hollywood Improv September 13th, and Zanies in Rosemont September 17th through
20th. Don't laugh. China needs comedy.
Yeah, it does.
And so, and Graham's act is like a lot of grains of rice. Individually, they're like, what? But together,
That's my next album. LA Podfest, September 26th through 28th. You can get all of this stuff at grahamelwood.com. Minneapolis, it was so great to come back. Thank you so much.
I want to.
Yes. Go see Graham in the lobby of this gorgeous complex where he will have a table of Whistling Bane shirts.
I just wanted, can I say about a show coming up?
Yeah. did you think we're left here alone? I'm just going to ignore you?
Yeah.
No, tell us your plug, Sean. What do you got going on, man?
I run a show in Portland. It's called Funny Over Everything, and we have Ryan Sickler and Jay Larson. They're going to be there on August 29th, and I don't know if you guys know who they are, but they're two of my favorite comedians in the world, and I just want everybody to come to this show. I know none of you are going to make it, unfortunately, but anybody in Portland on August 29th, come to that, and when does this come out? Will it be out by Saturday?
Tomorrow-ish.
If any of you feel like driving down to Sioux Falls, I'll be with Todd Barry on Saturday at the Orpheum, or Friday, something like that.
But. Todd Barry is a delight. You're a delight.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Sean Jordan, everybody.
Minneapolis is my favorite city in the world.
We got to have, where's the person that Graham was playing for? You got your shield back. I guess that's the most important thing, is getting that shield back. But all these prizes are yours too, if you want to come get them. Security, it's okay. Can you carry everything? Maybe you should get somebody to help you or something. And the person whose I Am Groot poster that is, that's really nice. You probably want that back as well. But yeah, there you go. It's a nice poster and a bag of crap. And a bucket of shit. Enjoy it. Captain Am Eric. And thank you to not only the Women's Club of Minneapolis, but also Acme Comedy Club for helping put this together. And for all you guys for coming out. I love you, Minneapolis. And as always... Mark Wahlberg is a shithead. Hey, you forgot your cannabis sativa book. That's a sentence that's probably said a lot. Captain! Do you want your cannabis sativa book?
I'm just giving you a minute.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Well, you jumped up there like you were jumping across the hood of a car in the 70s. One more time for Captain Am Erica. And I can't really disagree with this that's written on the leg, ho-hos. Parkinson's disease is a shithead. Go ahead and play the end theme.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him pop.